Welcome to episode 5 of This Week in Game Ball. It's just me today, Chris here. Noah's busy right now, so just me. And I want to talk about a few things. I want to give an update, company update, on the two projects we're working on, which are the merch, and opening the little shop, and the product itself. So I'm going to talk about that. And then I'm just going to talk about the ups and downs of startup, particularly this startup. You know, we're still at it, and we're feeling confident, but, yeah, there's just some ups and downs in this process. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Which I think is helpful if you're thinking about a startup or work for a startup. If you work for a startup or have been a part of a startup, you're totally going to get it. And if you've never worked for a startup, which is most people, then you might find it interesting and see some ways that it translates to other, you know, types of projects, not necessarily just tech startups, software companies, but any kind of creative project where you're starting from scratch, going from zero to one. There's so many ups and downs, and it's really hard, and I want to talk about that a little bit. So yeah, that's pretty much going to be the show. We'll see how it goes, and let's get into it. All right, let's talk about merch. Let's talk about the merch project. And guys, we are so close on this thing. So close to opening the shop for pre-orders. Our thinking right now is that we're going to open the shop for pre-orders and try to ship in early December. You know, we're still working out the details of shipping. We're really in this process right now. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we are designing sweatshirts and hats and some other stuff like stickers to sell. They're all sports themed, and for now, they're just focused on Cincinnati. It's the Cincy collection. We've also been calling it the off-season collection because we're in the off-season right now, so it's like cozy sweatshirts and hoodies and stuff. So that is the project that we're working on. We're really close. We had hoped to open the shop on Halloween, and then we pushed it to November 12th, which was 2 days ago. And we're not quite there yet, but we're very close. We're a few days out, hopefully before Thanksgiving. That's how these projects go. That's how these projects go. I've been doing projects like this, you know, not necessarily, you know, apparel, designing garments and stuff. I really haven't done a lot of that. And I used to work in print, but, you know, it's a whole different thing, although it's similar. I had to borrow a Pantone book from a neighbor because I didn't have one. And, that was really fun and exciting, by the way. But so we're really close on the project, and we're getting samples now. Today we're getting our first batch of samples. And this will be the first time that I've seen these goods in person. And really haven't even seen photos yet. But we've worked back and forth. I've mostly worked back and forth. This has been my project. I've worked back and forth with these manufacturers and printers, and really trying to get everything dialed in. And that's the process that we're in. And I have seen a photo of one sample of a hat that is going to be awesome, I think. It's going to be a great hat. Let's talk about this hat for a second. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're listening right now, then you're like one of the few people that like really support me. I hope there's more than a few, but it's really for you guys at this point, folks that really support me. So thanks for listening. I know I can be long-winded, or not that I'm long-winded, but I just like really care about all the details. So I think these, I just want to talk about all the details. So thanks for sticking with me. I appreciate it. You're the best. I probably know who you are. If not, then reach out. So anyway, really trying to get these garments dialed in, and I found this great hat. So it's a white hat with a red bill, and the white's kind of like a creamy off-white natural color. It's got a red bill, and it's just like there's definitely a style of hats right now, this kind of white hat. A lot of green bills or different colored bills. It's like what Travis Kelce is wearing, and like just, I don't know, like people who are popular right now on social media, a lot of people are wearing this type of hat. And I wanted to do a version of it, but I wanted it to be a little bit different. I really wanted it to feel like a hat that you would find in your like uncle's attic or something, that was maybe from the 90s, and it's just a cool hat. So that's like that's what I was going for. That was the intention, is to try to find something like that. And I found a great hat from a company in California called Arroyo. They make this hat. I originally was looking for a green version because I wanted to do a game ball specific hat, but they only had this red one in stock. So I initially thought, nah, but I bought the hat. I bought a blank hat just to try it out and see it in person. And I've been wearing it for the last couple weeks, and it's just a great hat. I really love the hat. Solid hat. It just looks like something from The Sandlot or maybe Field of Dreams, but like either way, it's just a great hat. It's a great daily wear. So, and we're getting it embroidered with Scentsy. And I've seen one photo of it, and it's great. I think you're going to like it. I think it could be a real hit. I love it. So, but yeah, we're getting some more samples today. Really excited about the sweatshirts. The sweatshirts are going to be, some of them are going to be embroidered. One hoodie has this puff kind of ink. That's the sample I'm getting today. I'm really excited to see it. I think it'll be really cool. Really high quality sweatshirt. I don't know. If you guys know me, you know that I'm just very particular about this stuff. And I want to get all the details right. And I've been ordering a bunch of books or thread books. I've got these thread sample books, which are great. Just have like a million colors in them. I got my Pantone book. I'm having a blast, y'all. I'm having a blast. It's so fun. And so it's coming soon, by Thanksgiving, hopefully earlier, but it's going to be great, and it's going to make a great gift for a baseball fan, Cincinnati fan specifically. But this brings me into the next topic, which is the topic is the ups and downs of a startup project. And you know, you just go through these different phases of confidence and questioning, and their lack of confidence, their confidence being low. There's times when confidence is like, we are going to build, this is going to be the most amazing thing the world has ever seen. There's a lot of that feeling. You kind of need that feeling to that feeling of confidence in your project and that we are going to do this thing, it's going to work, it's going to be awesome. We got to trust our instincts, and this is where our instincts are leading us, and it's going to be awesome. That feeling, that confidence, because you don't know, it's in the future. You're going to do the best you can, but you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. It could be a flop. Statistically, these projects are not going to work. And every founder out there is thinking the same thing that I'm thinking, which is, this is it right now. This is going to work. Let's go. So those times of confidence help you get through the down times, which are, gosh, I don't know if this is going to work. Are people going to buy this stuff? Like, are people going to buy this, these sweatshirts, like, and this hat? I think it's cool, but like, if 10 people buy it and that's it, like, that sucks, because, you know, we're really trying to fund the company. And I don't want to get ahead of myself and, or get too overly ambitious at first, but, I just think it will feel really good if people buy this stuff. And I'm putting my heart and soul into making stuff that is great, super high quality, stuff that I want to wear. I'm kind of just making the things that I want. And that's really exciting, but yeah, you know, so there's the downtimes. These downtimes are, you know, these times when you just don't know, you know, you just don't know. You start thinking about the statistics, you start thinking about all the reasons why, you know, you're a fool for spending all this time on this thing. And it's a lot. It's my full-time job. It has been for going on 3 months now, every day, working on it. And, you know, I'm feeling confident. I think that there's mostly a feeling of confidence in that, hey, these are great products. You know, we just got to market. We got to figure out how to get them in front of people. How do we market this thing? You know, and if you're out there and you're into marketing and this sounds like an interesting project to figure out how to like sell a bunch of these high quality shirts and hats and just like think about that business, or just think about the marketing specifically the marketing aspect of that. Because that's something I don't really think about a lot. It's not my area of expertise or interest. You know, I'm not like watching YouTube videos about marketing. But I know a lot of people that do. And I want to talk to those people and get help from those people. I'm good at building the product, you know, and kind of maintaining quality. I'm the quality control, you know, in this company. And I think will be for a long time. And I have a very high standard. So anyway, I just want to get these garments really right. We're having my cousin, Madeline, shout out to Madeline Anderson, is going to help us sew on some little custom woven labels, on the shirt, on the bottom of the shirt. It's going to be a nice little touch. It's going to be double-sided. Have our website gameball.fun on the back, and they're all just a little different for each shirt. And the Riverfront shirt, the throwback Riverfront crew neck sweatshirt in navy blue, we'll have a fun little tag. So that will be different than the others, slightly, mostly the same, but slightly different. Anyway, the ups and downs, lately we're kind of in the, I'm feeling like I'm in the downs. Like, I don't know if it's the winter season. I live in Boulder, Colorado. We got like 20 inches of snow last week or this week. And, I don't know if I'm just kind of in these, like the winter months, But I think also part of it, baseball season's over. We're kind of in the off season. And that leads me into an update about the product itself, which is we are testing this out for the NBA. This is something that Jeffrey's project. Jeffrey Wyckoff is our CTO. This is his project. And there's updates all the time. So we're basically building out the Game Ball app for NBA. And I'm working on kind of all the themes and colors and all that for each team. And yeah, we're testing it out. I don't personally watch a lot of NBA, so it's definitely a different experience playing game ball for the NBA, because I don't really follow the games. I don't watch the games. So, you know, if you've played game ball, you know, but with the game itself, there's two main kind of arenas. The first is the pregame pick, and that's kind of fun in itself. You know, that kind of gets you engaged. Who's it going to be tonight? I think it's going to be this guy or this guy. And kind of seeing who your friends predict is just super fun. So then once the game starts, then you're in kind of a new arena with this kind of different rules, I think, where now you've got this pregame vote that you've, you know, kind of locked in before the game. And now you're bringing that into, you know, once the game starts, this new kind of game where now you are, you know, deciding who the player of the game is, who gets the game ball, which is a different thing. You kind of change your vote a lot. And we've really only done this in baseball. And so we're trying it for the NBA, and it's really interesting. And we're just continuing to refine the game ball. We've really been focused on the game ball game. Really the social aspect is what it is. It's the social aspect of the app. Now we're kind of working into some the stats piece, being able to kind of have live stats throughout the game, and you know, eventually use the app to just follow your team and the games. So live stats, live player stats, team stats, all that stuff. So some good progress there. But yeah, that's the ups and downs. Thanks for listening. I'm probably not going to edit this. I could edit this and it would sound a lot better and be probably half the length if I just had the same message, but edited it down. I just don't have time right now. So this is just a fully single take podcast episode. I hope you like it. Thank you for supporting us. Everybody who's supporting us. There are ups and downs in this process, but I am all in, and I'm just all in for the foreseeable future. I don't imagine not being all in. It will take a lot to make me not, you know, all in on this project. So I'm keeping at it, and I'm really excited. I'm still overwhelmingly excited and optimistic, confident. So thanks for supporting. Go buy some shirts and hats. Buy them as gifts. Tell people about it. Tell your baseball fan friends. And we're going to figure out some great way to incorporate the app with the merch and vice versa. That stuff will come in time. So let's go.